Has this catchy, trumpet-filled melody been on your TikTok For You page recently? To some, it's only the most recent trending sound, but for others, it's a trip down memory lane. It's one of the tracks on the soundtrack for The Hunger Games, the story of a dystopian world that's been experiencing a recent resurgence. The Hunger Games is a trilogy of novels that were later adapted into four action-packed movies. It all began in 2008 when the first book hit shelves nationwide, and in 2015, the final movie, Mockingjay Part 2, was released in theaters. In that seven-year period, the story of Katniss Everdeen, Peeta Mellark, and the oppression of Panem's 12 districts dominated pop culture.
I grew up on The Hunger Games. I was obsessed with The Hunger Games when I was a kid, and so I still think about it from time to time. I think I'd be in District 4.
That's Medill first year, Juliet Allen. Although she was an avid Hunger Games fan in her youth, she was surprised to see it resurfacing on social media last month.
Initially, I feel like a lot of people started seeing a lot of TikToks about the Hunger Games. So I was watching them, and like I was slowly getting more and more Hunger Games TikToks. And then I found out that Hunger Games was on Netflix for a limited time.
Only for the month of March, all four movies were available for fans to enjoy. But signs show that it goes beyond pure nostalgia.
A Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, which I believe was about President Snow, it's like a prequel about President Snow, is coming out as a movie soon, whenever a movie studio does The Hunger Games, you know, worked something out with Netflix, stressed that they were only there for a month, gave people a very limited amount of time to watch it, and then, like, Netflix cut us all off, and now everyone wants more Hunger Games, which is, like, gonna sell tickets to Ballad of Songbirds 6.
I volunteer as tribute!
Author Suzanne Collins released The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes as a novel in 2020, and the movie adaptation will be released later this year. Even if it was a marketing tactic by the film's producers, it has revived the pop culture world's love for the series. School of Communication first year Mayrin Quirk has enjoyed the opportunity to reminisce.
I think a lot of things from our like teen, young adult era is coming back because, you know, we're in college, we're a little homesick maybe. We just want to like relive our youth.
She's seen the references about reapings, star-crossed lovers, jabberjays, and more on her TikTok For You page. Quirk says longtime obsessions are being revived, especially a clip from movie 2 of Sam Claflin, who plays Finnick O'Dare, drinking from a spile.
Finnick in the spile? That is, I have seen that on TikTok. I think the thirst for Sam Claflin is just coming back.
For School of Communication first year Ellen Darmstadter, the revival has been a good reminder of the role the books played in her childhood.
I love those movies. I just think they're great. I'm not a big action movie person, but I just thought they're a really good adaptation of the books. I read the books first and I really liked them. So I was just excited seeing them coming back, seeing people excited about them.
And when asked if Darmstadter has any favorites in the series, she was quick to answer.
I think Catching Fire is the best. I just think that the costumes are great. Effie, I love her outfits. They're fantastic. And also, it just is a really great pivotal moment where there's a lot of uncertainty about, you know, Katniss and Peeta. Does anyone actually believe their love act? But then they're also finding out that they do kind of like each other. And I think it's just portrayed really well.
Let the 75th Hunger Games begin. May the odds be ever in your favor.
The movies are gaining traction among new fans, too. Weinberg first year Margaret Sprigg Dudley knew a little about the series, but is enjoying digging into the plot.
I have watched two of the movies so far. I'm loving them. Good story. I like the characters. I thought I knew kind of the overarching plot of the whole, like, set, but apparently I only knew the plot of one of the movies, so I'm excited to see what'll happen.
With all of the Hunger Games content flooding TikTok, Sprigg Dudley has found herself steering clear of social media to avoid spoilers.
Sometimes, like, a video will come up about the Hunger Games and I'll like scroll away or something. So I have been making a little bit of an effort because I am in the middle of watching it.
And for some, like Weinberg first year Ainsley Lauer, the resurgence has been a good excuse to explore something completely new.
Well, I'm kind of excited about it because I never got into the Hunger Games the first time around. So now that it's coming back, I can actually appreciate it.
Not all of the content flooding social media about the Hunger Games has been nostalgic, though. Some creators have been intensely analyzing characters and key scenes. Alan has seen these videos firsthand.
there's this one girl who, like, posts theories and, like, her thoughts on the Hunger Games books and movies. Her TikToks are pretty interesting. What she said, her the content is pretty interesting.
Alan's referring to Loretta Lara at Lucky Lefty on TikTok. She's made dozens of videos diving into everything from the evolution of Effie Trinket's outfits to Caesar Flickerman's political role in the games themselves.
Caesar Flickerman is a captivating side character made even more intriguing by the debate that surrounds him on where his loyalties truly lie. On the one hand, Katniss doesn't speak harshly of him in the books in the way she often does other high-ranking capital officials. When it comes to reality TV, people tend to gravitate towards drama and conflict, and so when Katniss is getting ready for her interview with Flickerman, one of her fears is that Flickerman is going to try and make a fool of her. However, he surprises her by treating her and her fellow tributes with dignity, and I am using that word extremely lightly here.
Despite the deeply analytical content circulating about the series, Lauer believes the return is simply a way of bringing back a beloved series of movies.
And I think this time around there's a different sort of view of it. You know, people take it a little less seriously, and while it may have some underlying political messages, I think now the main purpose is like nostalgia and entertainment.
Although the movies are now off of Netflix, new and old fans alike are still watching on other streaming services. And they're looking ahead to November, when The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes will hit theaters.
I love the Hunger Games.
There are much worse games to play.
For WNUR News, I'm Brandon Condritz.